You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Bird Boy Press is an independent publisher of poetry founded and run by poet Jamie Trower. Bird Boy's main goal is to allow wannabe, mid-career and established authors of all shapes and sizes an easy way to get their work published. Most recently, Bird Boy published Peel, the debut poetry collection of Georgie Silk. In April, Bird Boy published Motherland, Kathy France's debut poetry collection, and in early 2023, it published Jamie's collection, Rust Belt. I caught up with Jamie, Georgie, and Kathy about Bird Boy Press and their poetry, the process of collaboration, and their experiences with independent publishing. So Jamie, can you tell us a bit about Bird Boy Press and how it all came together?
So Bird Boy Press was a little buzzy thought that I had after I finished writing my third poetry collection, Rust Belt, in which I thought to myself, but because I self-published Rust Belt.
Yeah.
And then after I did that, I was like, you know what? Publishing isn't actually that hard, so I might as well just give it a go. So it was a nice, simple, why don't I try this thing? And I gave it a shot, and yeah, that basically, in a nutshell, is where Bird Boy Press sort of came from, originated. I had realized that sort of needed to put my creative spirit into something, I don't know, that I thought at the time was bigger than actually producing writing poetry. So I was like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take the next leap and go into publishing. And I'd put out these submissions, and Kathy, obviously, and Georgie, obviously, contacted me, and I got up to 70 other submissions. And yeah, step by step, take it every day as it comes. And it's been really good. And Bird Boy Press, sort of as it's just a one bloke sitting in his bedroom, sort of tinkering about words and books sort of thing. I really wanted Bird Boy Press to be a cool, chill, fun experience for newbie writers to sort of allow their work to grow wings, in a sense. And I know that sounds cliche against the actual name Bird Boy, but yeah, I want people's creativity to fly when they're working with Bird Boy Press.
Yeah, thanks for that. Kathy, your poetry collection, Motherland, came out in April. Can you speak on this collection a little and the process of putting it out through Bird Boy?
Well, it's been a real labour of love. So I started writing poetry when I was 17,
yeah,
long, long time ago, 43 years ago or more. So I had all these poems stashed away, and they were poems about being a teenager in love and then getting married, having children, and then I sort of put my writing aside for many, many years, decades, but at the back of my mind was always the desire to publish my parents' stories. So my parents are Hungarian refugees, and they escaped. My mother was 16 and my father was 24, and they didn't know each other. And it always hit me as a child listening to the many, many stories at the Hungarian club where we used to go with my sisters and I, dressed up in embroidered clothes and big, beautiful Hungarian gear, dancing and singing, and I'd hear the really sad, amazing stories of the Hungarian refugees, and it just stuck in my mind and really affected me, and I just kept asking questions and wanting to explore more their experiences. And then I started writing poetry about that and interviewing the refugees and wanting to delve deeper. And I originally wanted like a story or a sort of an illustrated something. I didn't really know. Then I wanted to do a picture book about mum's story or dad's story, but it just didn't gel. So then when I turned the stories into poems, it did gel.
Mm.
So I kept writing poetry, put it aside, kept writing poetry. And then I was a teacher. I am a teacher. So I've been a teacher for 35, 40 years. And Jamie was actually my student. when he was 9 years old. And we got in touch. I found him in 2018, wasn't it, Jamie? I was doing some work with my class, making paper cranes, and I told them the story. I'd made a whole lot of paper cranes for Jamie when he was in hospital. And they said, well, where is he now? One child said, where is Jamie Trower now? And I said, I don't know. So we Googled, and I said, Jamie, it's me, Mrs. Penberthy, because I was Mrs. Penberthy back then. And he wrote straight back, and we arranged to meet, and he came to my school. I invited him to be a speaker at, I organised book week at primary schools where you have really cool speakers and books. And so Jamie came, and I hadn't seen Jamie for probably 20-odd years, or I don't know, Jamie, it was a long time. And he was tall, and I was in, we had a big hug, and he gave a speech at in front of the whole school, and it was incredibly moving and beautiful. And then we sort of kept in touch a little bit, and then I, on Instagram, it popped up, you know, that he'd started Bird Boy Press, and I thought, right, I'm going to go for this. So I put my submissions in, and he wrote back and said, yes, I'd love to see more. And we just carried on from there. And so the writing, the editing, well, I suppose September to April, that was a few months that it took to edit and work together. And it was an absolute joy. It was fantastic. So my poems are about love, loss, and learning. If you want to sort of get into alliteration, love, loss, and learning. So the love that we all have, and the love I had for my husband and my children and my parents, and then the loss of my mother leaving her home, the leaving when my marriage ended, and the emptiness thing when my children left. So it's got sort of layers around love, loss, and leaving, but also the great celebration of life that you can get through hard stuff, real hard stuff.
Yeah.
So it felt great to be able to tell my parents' story. My dad passed away about 28 years ago now, but mum's still here and lovely, and she's 84. And she was at my book launch, and she stood up and made a speech. And so it was a real journey of love and respect to be able to tell my parents' story.
That's lovely. And it's so great that you've you know, now got this collection that sort of reflect those times in your life and the evolution of, you know, your poetry writing.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'd like to speak to you, Georgie, about your debut poetry?
Yes, it is.
Peel, which comes out this month. Can you chat a bit about the themes of the collection?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, so we're actually launching on Saturday, which will be very exciting.
Oh, okay.
So we're having a big party on Saturday.
Awesome.
Big old party.
Ah, the themes. I guess when I think about Peel, it's like an unraveling, which I guess can be quite messy, but also tasty and something to be enjoyed. I trained as an actor first, but then I went back after making some theatre for a bit and trained as a counsellor. So I'm a mental health counsellor, particularly with young people, so people under 25. Yeah. And I did some research on mental health and creativity because they're kind of both my passions. So my research was on secondary school students who had made a creative work about a period of mental distress, and basically about how healing that was, or so just the power that creativity can have in improving mental health outcomes. You know, you get a sense of mastery and a sense of belonging, and you get a sense of connection, and maybe feel validated. You know, people read that work and maybe feel seen and heard. So that was kind of what came out of my research. And I guess I had, I've written poetry now maybe for like 10 years, maybe a bit less than 10 years. And so I finished my thesis 2 years ago. Whilst I was writing my thesis, I was also kind of writing my own poetry and my own work. Yeah, and then it just kind of eventuated that everything kind of happened at once. I was like, okay, now's my time to kind of release my own work about, you know, times that have been difficult or that have required me to kind of unravel or unpeel. It's been like a really beautiful process to be able to curate that with Jamie, with Jamie's help. And it will be really special to also share that, because some of the poems are difficult, you know, they talk about loss and love, you know, too. Mm. Yeah, I'm feeling pretty excited about it all.
Lovely. Jamie, what are your plans for Bird Boy? What are you like working on at the moment or working towards?
So at the moment with Bird Boy Press, I am obviously, me and Georgie are very hard work. With our launch coming up on Saturday, I think after Georgie, I'm just going to keep going and I'm going to see what happens and I'm going to get Bad Boy Press more out there. And yeah, just the world is my oyster. Well, the world is our oyster because obviously now we're family and we're a bar now and we can, it's fun, it's exciting, it's spicy, it's juicy. So yeah, I don't know, but I hope it's going to be wonderful.
Beautiful.
I would just like to say, so Jamie said that publishing is easy or he found his publishing, publishing Roscoe easy. And I don't think publishing is easy at all, but I do think Jamie is good at it.
I second that.
You were listening to the voices of poets Jamie Trower, Georgie Silk and Kathy France speaking to me about Bird Boy Press and independent publishing. You can pick up a copy of Peel or Motherland from Time Out Bookstore or an independent bookstore near you. Tuku pā tui mai. Text us on 5395. We'll be right back after a short break. Keep it on the B.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.